An ad campaign to keep Britain out of Europe's single currency may have backfired. A group opposed to the euro created a television ad that featured an actor portraying Hitler, saying in German, "One people, one state, one euro." The ad's negative publicity could actually help Prime Minister Tony Blair, who wants to hold a referendum on whether Britain should switch to the euro. T.R. Reid, London bureau chief of the Washington Post, says the opposition made a huge mistake.
Here's the big problem for the anti-euro side, Bob. Their fear is that everybody thinks the no to the euro people are all the kind of derby hat and black umbrella set who sit around in the men's club kind of thing. So they tried to put together an ad of young singers and comedians. Mainly they came up with a bunch of B-list celebrities, and one of them is a comedian who does this Hitler imitation. So he shows up dressed up like Hitler, and they did this in kind of a grainy old newsreel feel, so it looks real at first, saying, "Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Euro." And this is the suggestion that only Nazis favor the Euro, and of course it turned out to be a huge political blunder because the Hitler backlash completely swallowed up their message about the euro, and they completely blew it.
Is the backlash to the ad translating into more pro-euro votes?
I think it probably will. It just suggests that the people who want to stay out of the euro or don't really have a very good grasp of what's going on in Britain today. If they think they can haul out Hitler and convince people that that's going to change some minds, come on. Here's the basic fact about the euro. It's 6 months old. And it's been incredibly successful. You go to Europe now, and there's nobody who can even remember francs or finmarks or lira. It's just a completely successful currency. And the Brits are kind of sitting here 26 miles off the coast watching this and thinking, do we really want to stay out?
Well, this is what? Feelings of empire gone. Now they want the pound, right?
Yeah, that's about what they've got. They want some money with their queen on it kind of thing, and it's their pound. That's exactly right. But, of course, empire gone is the reason for the euro in the first place. You know, if you're France or Germany or Spain, you used to be a great world power, and now they're kind of orbiting in a distant orbit, and they want to get back towards the center. They want power, and this combined economic power of the euro is the way for them to do it.
Will a euro referendum be, in effect, a Blair referendum?
Some people say that. The thing about that is there's no other politician in Britain who's anywhere near as popular as Blair. So even if he lost a euro referendum, he might survive. But it's more a referendum on where Britain stands. That's what it's for. I think what's going to happen is next year, Sweden is probably going to join the euro. If they do, then Denmark's going to join. As you know, Europe is adding 10 new countries, all of which want to join the euro. So Britain is going to look more and more isolated, floating off on the other side of the channel. And I think that's what they're worried about.
Never upset them before.
You know, they have this line, the channel is as wide as the Atlantic. And there are people here who want to join NAFTA and use the U.S. dollar. But that's never going to work. No, I think eventually they're going to find themselves spending euros.
T.R. Reid is London bureau chief of the Washington Post.